from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Fresh attempts are being made in Trinidad and Tobago to solve the political deadlock. There are new concerns among Caribbean immigrants in New York about the focus on illegal immigration in the wake of the attacks in America. And the U.S. suspends the transfer of Afghan prisoners to Cuba. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Patrick Manning and leader of the opposition United National Congress, Basdeo Pandey, have been invited to meet leaders of 11 business groups on Tuesday in an attempt to resolve the country's political deadlock. Elections last month ended in a tie between Mr. Manning's People's National Movement and the then-governing UNC of Mr. Pandey. The decision of President Arthur Robinson to replace Mr. Pandey with Mr. Manning has been strongly opposed by the UNC leader, who has effectively blocked a resumption of parliament. The private sector officials said in a letter to the two political leaders that the crisis was hurting business because decisions requiring ministerial and parliamentary sanction were being delayed. They also warned that the country's international standing among investors could suffer. Raoul John is president of the Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Commerce.
When we said that, we said it in the context of if this thing is prolonged for an unacceptable length of time. So it is clear to anyone that if that does indeed happen, it will have international consequences.